It's Film Week on 89.3 KPECC and the KPECC app. I'm Larry Mantle. The new LAist Studios podcast, Hollywood the Sequel with John Horn, is now available wherever you get your podcasts. It features conversations with prominent members of the entertainment industry. And in looking at Hollywood's future, it has a twofold focus. It looks first at how production will restart after the pandemic-forced shutdown, and it looks at efforts to make the industry more inclusive. As an example, let's hear an extended excerpt from host John Horn's interview with actress, director, and producer Kerry Washington.
So the last time we talked, it was in Park City, Utah, at the Sundance Film Festival, and you had a documentary there that you produced called The Fight. That was a movie that was obviously a long time in the making, and it premieres in January at the Sundance Festival. But I gotta suspect it's going to be received differently today, because this is a movie about five ACLU lawyers who are challenging the Trump administration. And it's really about individual liberties and protecting them and protecting the people who are the most vulnerable. And it just feels to me like how relevant that story has become has quadrupled in the last couple of months. But I'm wondering if you think it might be received differently, or that its message has evolved in some way since we've all been locked up and since so much has happened in the world.
You know, I think it's so funny. One of the things I'm so proud of in the film is that we definitely deal with the right now, you know, everything that the ACLU is going through right now while we were filming. But we also, this is the ACLU's 100th year anniversary. And in the film, we really cover some of the complicated history of the ACLU and how they have really been on the front lines of protecting civil liberties for decades and decades, you know, for 10 decades. And in some really complicated issues and complicated times. So I think that we are going to continue to need them and to rely on their expertise and their courage, and kind of getting to know them better at this time is really exciting. And I think as we do press for the film, to have people be able to interact with these lawyers and learn more about these lawyers and learn what they're doing in these times. For example, I mean, as you can imagine, Dale Ho, who's in the movie, who's dealing with issues of voting rights as it pertains to the census, now his hands are full with all kinds of new issues around voting rights and voting by mail and making sure that we protect our access to voting in this really upside down time.
Before we were living in this upside down time, if there was a movie like this coming out, or maybe you had a series or a feature film, you did publicity and you got attention for it. Maybe you would do a junket. You might go on a talk show. You might do a lot of things that really you can't do anymore. So when you think about how challenging it is to get the word out on anything right now, what are the workarounds? I mean, we're talking, but obviously not in person. We're connecting over a computer. How do you reach people when you don't have the normal tools that you had in the past, when you really are trying to get people to think about and share your story?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I remember in the, you know, our premiere for Little Fires Everywhere was canceled. And maybe 2 or 3 days later, the stay-at-home orders happened. And I just remember that first week, we were really in the throes of what was supposed to be a big publicity launch. And as producers, we were all talking every night, like, what are we going to do? And at the same time, the late night talk shows, we were trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do? Because we had tons of appearances canceled. I was supposed to be in New York and doing Fallon, or actually Colbert. And so it's been a really interesting time as everybody figures out how to stay engaged remotely. We're kind of riding that wave on various Zoom calls and Instagram lives and, you know, like just trying to use technology to connect.
So one of the things that I think is true about what we're going through is people might be doing things that they might not ordinarily do. It could be maybe reading books, reaching out to other people. It could be learning something new. And I was reminded of something that happened on Instagram where people were asking you how your Scandal character, Olivia Pope, would have handled the crisis. And you told a story about Fanny Jackson Coppin. So who is she and why is she important to you?
Oh, so yeah, you know, whenever there are these moments of big crisis in culture, it happened after the election in 2016, it happened for COVID, people tend to think that I actually can fix things.
You can't? What?
I cannot.
Darn.
Cannot. But I wanted to use that kind of interest and expectation from people to highlight some real life people who have, quote, handled it, like Olivia Pope. So I'm gonna post a few different people through history, but the first person that I talked about was Fanny Jackson Coppin, who she was born into slavery. She was an amazing educator and missionary, actually, and she advocated for higher education for Black people and women of color. And she was really self-taught and courageous and brilliant. And she was the first Black woman to be a principal.
So what does that mean in terms of how people might discover something new? Do you feel like you have a chance now to be a little bit of a history teacher?
I guess so. I mean, I just think it's fun. You know, I think we can get into trouble when we rely on imaginary characters to save us. I think we can wind up in a lot of trouble. I have joked at times that part of how we got into the situation we're in now is that we had a reality television character swoop into an election and people thought that he could save the day. So I really think that anytime we can remind ourselves and each other that real people can make a real difference, it's a service, right? And that's part of what I love about the fight also, is that these lawyers, in some ways, they're like the Avengers. Like, they are out there really making the world a better place every single day. But in other ways, as you see in the film, like, they have unruly kids that they can't get to stay quiet when they're on their conference calls, like all of us now at this time, and they lose their cell phone chargers and they ride Amtrak, and they're just regular people making real change in the world.
Do you think it's possible that when we come out of this, in whatever form it takes, that people might reconsider what it means to be a hero? That it's maybe not necessarily Iron Man or some Marvel character, but it could be a nurse who is treating a COVID patient. It could be some sort of first responder. It could be a teacher. It could be somebody who's delivering your groceries because it's not safe to go to the store. That there might be some sort of rethinking of what heroism is. And maybe that could get us out of that kind of fantasy world back into the real world.
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I think escapism and, you know, narrative drama is so important. Like, I think in some ways superheroes are important because they remind us of what, they remind us of how important it is to do good in the world, but remembering that that good can happen by real people in real life is so, so important. And it's times like these where we get to kind of dig for the best of ourselves and witness the best in each other.
That's KPECC's John Horn with actor and filmmaker Kerry Washington. You can hear the full interview on John's new LAS Studios podcast, Hollywood, The Sequel. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit LAS.com/podcasts to get the full lineup of LAS Studios podcasts. That's LAIST.com/podcasts. So good to have you with us for this week's Film Week. Have a wonderful Independence Day weekend.